Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where your host is Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. My name is Sister Diane, and I will be doing the prayer for you today. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord Father God, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father God, for waking us up this day, Lord Father God. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for what you have already done for us, Lord Father. Father God, we come before you, Lord Father God, holding, Lord Father God, this prayer list to you, Lord Father God. You know each and every person name by name, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for working it out, Lord, for them right now, Lord Father. Father God, today, Lord Father God, we pray for Norman Neverson right now, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her, Lord Father God. Father God, touch those chest pains right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we ask that you cover her from the crown of her head, Lord Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for working it out just for her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, how you continue, Lord Father God, to touch by and divine right now, Lord Father. We know that nothing is too hard for you right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for taking away that fluid around her heart, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for doing away with the blood clots right now, Lord Father. We just thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the work that you have done in her and to continue to do in her, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We pray today, Lord Father God, for Stephanie Jennings right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know she needs you in this time, Lord Father. Give her the strength, Lord Father. Father God, touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Give her peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her kids as well right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to keep your shield of protection, Lord Father God, round about her, Lord Father. Father God, for those that was in the hospital, Lord Father God, Father God, that you worked on, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, that they're now in recovery and continue to recover, Lord Father. Father God, we hold Elma Smith, Lord Father God, Eldred Christian, Lord Father, Father God, Anita Gaines, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, and the Prentice right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for bringing them out of the hospital, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for you being the surgeon when they was in surgery, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, how you were the doctors, the nurses, Lord Father. Everyone, Lord Father God, that they needed, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for being it right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for being our judge, Lord Father. We thank you for being our lawyer, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Mr. Benjamin, Lord Father, and Vern right now, Lord Father. We say work it out on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for it being victorious right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. Work it out right now, just for them, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching Jazzery right now, Lord Father, who is disabled, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her legs right now, Lord Father. Give her that speech right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. We continue to pray for Prophetess Mara, Lord Father God, and her family right now, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father God, for Dante, Lord Father God. on the loss of his mom right now, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching the hearty kids right now, Lord Father God, on the loss, Lord Father God, of their mom, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Father. Give them peace, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to touch, Lord Father God, Pastor James Harrington right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, we come against all sickness right now, Lord Father God, that would hinder him, Lord Father God, from doing your work, Lord Father God. Touch him right now like never before, Lord Father. Father God, touch him from the crown of his head, Lord Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father God. We thank you right now, Lord Father God, for the service, Lord Father God, on Sunday, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for each and every man and woman of God that stand before you, Lord Father God, preaching your gospel right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Father God. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to give them, Lord Father, people that surround them, Lord Father God, that will continue, Lord Father God, to hold them up right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, I pray today, Lord Father God, for the airways, Lord Father God, that this broadcast is going to right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch each and every person, Lord Father God, wherever they may be, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for having your way, Lord Father God, in them and through them right now, Lord Father. Father God, anything, Lord Father God, that would try to hinder this broadcast, Lord Father God, from going forth, Lord Father God, we render it null and void in the name of Jesus. Every sending mechanism right now is canceled and null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord Father God, to take over this airways right now, Lord Father. I ask you, Lord Father God, to touch my apostle, my bishop, and my deacon right now, Lord Father God, as they bring forth the word right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Thank God, amen, for Sister Diane, amen, and for the prayers, amen, that have went up before the Most High God. Amen. I'm Bishop John Porter. Praise God, amen. And Apostle will be with you, amen, in a few. Praise God. We just thank God for, amen, Deacon Michael. Praise God, amen, in the midst. We just thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Thank God for all of your prayers while we was away on last week. Praise God. I want to thank God for Deacon Michael and Pastor Sharon, amen, carrying on, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, powerful, amen. I just thank God for them. Thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that pray for us while we was away, praise God, and God granted us traveling mercy over the dangers and the busy highways, amen. You know, and I don't know about you, but I have learned not to take it for granted and take it lightly while we're going to and fro, amen, up and down the dangerous, busy highways. I have a means you may be traveling in the airways, praise God, on the train or the bus, or however you may be traveling, amen. In these times, we are living in dangerous and troubled times, and I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy, amen. Yes. All praise the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to pass, amen, the torch, man, and the mic, amen, and this phone back over to Apostle Gloria Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He had to say my whole name, huh? Praise God, praise God. Let me just read a little, give you a little word of today. Success satisfies, but for a season. Fame flees with a fearful finality. Power passes with painful persistence. Service to others abides without end. Success satisfies, but for a season. Fame flees with a fearful finality. Power passes with painful persistence. Service to others abide without end. There's no end to serving your fellow man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord and greetings to everyone. out there, all those that are listening and those that listen on a continual basis, we appreciate you. I really appreciate you, and trust that while I wasn't here that you had a good word. Why don't you call in and let us know, did you enjoy the word while we were gone? Well, if you didn't, you didn't. You know, praise God, that's life. You can call 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on air. We'd like to know just what did you think. How did you enjoy the messages while we were away? Bless God. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, we experience, when you go to other churches, you experience all kinds of things, don't you? You, how other people serve the Lord and worship Him and praise Him. And you can always learn something new. If you can't learn anything, then you got a problem. You know, if you can't learn anything from anyone else, if you just only, you got it all, you know, you got the whole book, you know, and you feel like you can't, but you know, you can always learn something, you know, something, even from children, you can learn something, you know. I love children myself, praise God. Amen. I love other people's children. Hallelujah. I didn't want to have any more myself. I got enough. Praise God. But, you know, you love to see the advancement of children and how God uses them and all, you know. And we should really take time now. This is the season that the children are now going to need your help in prayer. You know, pray over your children before they leave home in the mornings. And, you know, I'm trusting that you were praying for them anyway. But now is the time you need to pray for them as they go to these schools. And some of them have to deal with ungodly people, teachers or what have you. And demons are roaring, trying to snatch them and get them. You need to really pay attention at this time to your children, all right? And you get your own life in order. You need to get your own life in order, too, okay? Pay attention now. It's time to pay attention. And we do thank God for all that is with us right here today. Amen, amen, and already, greetings to all my new friends that I ran into, those in Richmond, Virginia, and North Carolina. Some I, you know, ran into also, and they say they're going to watch. They're going to listen, rather. They say they're going to listen. So we hope they did get a chance to. If they did, maybe next time, you know. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Praise God, and I'm just having a good time in the Lord anyway. Amen. Don't matter, you know, if we, I think, what, we rode about 900 miles. We rode almost 900 miles straight through, you know, and it was no picnic, praise God. But we made it. We here. At first I thought we wasn't going to make it, but we did make it. Glory be to God. God is good to us. Hallelujah. And we can still smile. You know, I just want to, you know, I just got to make this testimony. I just got to have this testimony before I go anywhere, any further. I tell you, my engineer here, Miss Diane Lowe. Oh, my God, I ain't know she had this much, and I know she could be five when she wanted. But she got holed up in church there, and where were we? In Philadelphia. And she let the Holy Ghost use her. I seen this sister up and down the aisle just preaching her little heart. I mean, she set the house on fire. You hear me? She set that house on fire. They were sitting there like, I don't know what they were waiting for, the iceberg or who. But she said, you're a little dead up in here. And my girl set the house on fire. I say, wow, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Lord, have mercy. And she didn't let it go too. She was aggressive. Oh, my God. It was a delight to me. It was a delight to me. I said, the preacher don't preach another message, a message today. She done set them up on fire. Oh, my God. Isn't that wonderful how God can use people? If they are available, if you're available to him, he will use even you. Yes, he will. When you think not, you know, he will use you. And I'm happy for myself. I'm looking for more of it. And I told him, come home and die on me now. Praise God. Hallelujah. He got outside, you showed out. Now don't come home and die. My God, it's beautiful. Beautiful people, beautiful. Ah, yes, yes, yes. I really enjoyed it. You say, why are you singing her praise? Because I enjoyed why God used her. It was unexpected to all of us, you know, but hey, she was singing too. I said, she gonna sing? Wow. I didn't know you could really sing. Praise God. Oh, she even sang. Yeah, the lady said, come on, sing. Help her sing. Do praise service. I say, amen, Jesus. Look at here. What a surprise. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, very wonderful. I'll tell you, God has got lots of surprises. Yes, indeed. But I thank God for it. Thank God for you. You and you that are listening today, praise God. I'm glad to be back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, she don't know. One of these days we're going to turn this telephone over to her too, you know. And she's going to be do the entire broadcast. Wouldn't that be something? Praise the Lord. She said no, but we say yes. That's God. All right, today, I'm going to start with a scripture here in Galatians 6 and 10. We're going to start there. Let's start with the ninth verse. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. How many men?
All
men. Now listen at this. You got to hear it. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Did you hear what it say? Do good unto all men. And then especially to who?
The household of faith.
The members of the household of faith. What are we talking about? One another in church.
Yes.
Your sisters and brothers.
Come on now.
The saints of the Most High. You ought to do good unto them. Now, God put this in here for a reason, because what it is, we have a habit, we don't want to do good to them. We only want to do good to those who we know. And you don't have to know a person to be good to them. Be cordial to them. Respectful to them.
Come on, man.
Respect them. If you don't like the person yourself, respect them for their title purpose.
Come on.
Okay? This is what you need to do. Just because if they say they're pastor, apostle, prophet, or whatever, bishop, whatever their title may be. You ought to do good toward them. And what we're going to talk about is the fact today, doing good, doing good, right? Because we find ourselves, well, if they don't do it to me, I ain't doing it to them. And that is not what he's saying. Did he say that?
Yep.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. He didn't say do it at your leisure.
Whatever opportunity presents itself, if there's someone there and you can help them, perhaps maybe give them a ride, perhaps maybe say a good morning, a good evening, afternoon, or whatever the case may be. Do good to them. All men, that's your opportunity. And if you can give them a sandwich or a piece of bread and give it to them. You know, there was a time when the preacher go to the saints' house, the saints would always have dinner for them, the preacher come at. But today, the preacher better have his own dinner because they ain't getting none today. See, they forgot that God said, do good unto all men, especially them of the household of faith. That is someone that you should honor. You say, well, no, not me. You know, I don't even like them. Well, then God didn't tell you to like them. He told you to love them. Huh? And if you love them, you will do what? Good unto them. Is that right? Huh? And you're to do what? Supply their need. What is their need? If you have it, you can give it. Now, if you don't have it, you can't give it. Now, but you don't lie about the situation.
Come on.
You see, he didn't tell you to lie about it. And he's trying to let us know what it takes to live this life. You figure it don't take that to live this life, do you? But it do. Oh, yes, it do. And we're going to go a little further. We're going to talk about this doing good now because, you know, it's expedient that you do good. You really need to do what? Do good. You need to do good to the household of faith. You need to do good to your minister. You need to do good to them. Your minister now, you can go do good to other people too, but make sure you tend to your minister who minister to you on a continual basis. Do you get the picture? Y'all got it. Amen. I'm so glad y'all got it today. That make me feel good. Don't it make you feel good? Now let us read. We're going to tell you a little further. You know, praise God, we're still talking about doing good. The Bible talks about doing good all through the Bible, you know. This is the Bible itself, doing good to others, you know, as you will have them doing to you. All of this, you see, is part of your salvation. Your salvation is not just to get the goodies all the time. I get me a new husband. I get me a new wife. I get me a good car. Get me a nice house. I got, you know, all this selfish stuff you want, you know, load upon you. But let us go into Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and we're going to start the 16th verse here. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. What happened here when you don't have communication? Hello, somebody. What did he say? But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Now, it may be a little hard to communicate with some people, but nevertheless, you give it a try, don't you? Is that right? You give it a try. But don't forget to communicate. Our problem today, we do not communicate well. Nobody communicates. Don't care how big you are, little you are, the ones that's big shots with plenty of money and everything don't want to communicate with you because you ain't got no money. You ain't got enough for them. You don't live in a mansion. Let me tell you. But while we was away, we had opportunity to live in to stay in a mansion. And I tell you, I didn't want to leave. Praise God, praise God. It was just so wonderful. But now, if you don't have a mansion, don't get mad with somebody that do have one.
Come on.
You can communicate with them. You can do good toward them. I know you say, well, they got everything. You don't know if they got everything. It just looks like they got everything. See, we always surmise, oh, well, they got everything. Look at them. They looking well. Do you think they're going to advertise if they ain't doing good? Most people don't advertise unless you got a person that wants you to pity them and give them. them leeches, as the girl up north say, moochers. Praise God. Huh? You can't, who you going to communicate with somebody won't pity all the time, and every time you sin, they've got the hand out, I need this and I need that. But what have you done? Didn't you start giving them some wisdom, some knowledge and understanding of the word of God that says that if you don't work, you don't eat? See, you forget that scripture, don't you? You see what I'm saying? So God is looking for people to communicate. Don't forget to communicate. Because that's a sacrifice. You know it's a sacrifice because you don't want to do it. So do it anyhow. That's all he's telling you. Do it anyway. He said, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. You want to please God? Now, I know you always come in, I want to please God. That's all I want to do. Well, there's a lot of things you have to do to please God that you don't want to do. Now, listen at this one. Now, the 17th verse say, obey them that have the rule over you and submit. Submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, I didn't say that. This is in the book. You can read that now, the 17th verse of the 13th Hebrews. Huh? Obey them that have the rule over you. Now, we've gotten today, the church world of today feel they don't have to obey their leaders. They do what they want to do. And talking about sacrifice, they ain't sacrificing nothing for you today. Don't care what your title is, all right? But see, we always say we want to please God. I just want to please. How can you please him and not follow what he say, his instructions? Huh? How can you please God when you don't want to do good for those that you have the opportunity to do good to? Tell them about the goodness of Jesus. You say, well, I did tell them about Jesus, you know, and half of the time you ain't said nothing. You just walk past that person with your head held up high up, up in the sky, and no, God ain't even looking at you because you just overlook that person who you could have done something good for by giving them some encouragement, by giving them some good news, by doing something. Give them a word or two, what God is saying to help them along the way, to come pull them out of the fire they're in. Something could have been said or done. Do you get it? You know, and when the opportunity arises, we walk past it because we don't have time. I don't have time. I got to be about my business. I got to see about my children. I got to see about my house. I got to see about my job. Ain't none of it yours. It all belonged to God. He just lent all this stuff to you. And if he lent it to you, he can take it away from you. See? You don't want to do good for somebody else. So when you lose all of your goods that you were so attached to, then you want somebody to do good for you. But did you remember that you didn't do good for somebody else when God gave you the opportunity? You didn't have sense enough to help your leaders? You know, I see many leaders complaining today how the people are so slack and slow and just lazy. I'll just use that you relate to better. Praise God. That's because they ain't going to do good for nobody, but they want all the good to come to them. Isn't that a selfish person? All the good to me. Everything good come to me. I ain't going to give you nothing good. And we constantly see this every day, and people are complaining from one end to the other. Churches are just saying, complaining, 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 complaining. And I say, but Lord, what can we do about this thing? You know, these things that people are doing, how can we get them to come up and put some commitment into their life, put some sacrificial giving and what have you in their life. All of this it takes. You want God to move for you, and you want him to move right now. How can he move right now when you tied his hands up? When he told you to do this, that, or the other, you can't do it because I got to do this. This is more important. See, we get our priorities mixed up today. We need to do what? Learn what we should do and should not do. What is appropriate? What is God requiring of us? You know, and think about it. Go through the scripture and find out what God is requiring of you. I know there are preachers tell you, well, you don't have to do all this and you don't have to do all that. Wait till the thing come over and cross over on his path. Now he say you can do it, you should be doing it. Well, you just told me I didn't have to do it. Say, when you going to get unmixed up? You see? So he got mixed up because somebody, he was listening to somebody else. You can't run around listening to every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. You cannot start doing what all these people are doing. You're going to have to consult God and listen to what God say and what God say through your leader also. That's why he say obey them that have the rule over you. Oddly enough, we trying to obey the present government. We trying anyway. Huh? We try because God say to do that. You know? It kind of rough. It's hard. Now, you're going to need God help on that one, isn't it? You definitely need God help on it. See? But, see, when you go to the church, the spiritual aspect of things now, he say, for they watch for your souls. Now, the government don't know nothing about your soul, so they can't watch over your soul. All right? But God has people that watch over your soul. Why is it that people don't like the ones that watch over their soul? They want somebody to lie to them, take the money, don't give them nothing, don't be there if they need them. I'm meddling today. I'm back. And he said, as they that must give account. And I tell them all the time, I say, listen, we are the ones, the pastors are the ones got to give an account for you, what you do. He's saying that they may do it with joy. We don't want to do it with grief. Huh? And they didn't believe me. You just don't believe me. When I said that for that is unprofitable for you. What do you mean unprofitable? You got a penalty to pay for not listening to the instructions that your leader give you. Did you hear that? You know, listen here, I don't feel like doing that. That's not my job description. You know, we got all these little things, we little quips that we try to be cute with the pastor. You know, we try to be smart, Alex, and cute. But let me tell you, it's not cute at all. It's unprofitable for you. This is what the word, now I ain't saying get mad with God, because that's what the word say. You ain't get mad with me. You get mad with God, because God said it, okay? Now that's what I say. You just get mad with that. See, but let me tell you, God wants you to do the right thing. And if you can't do the right thing, you only be selfish and think about you.
Come on now.
Yourself and the rest of you. That's all you think about. Let me show you what he said. Now I know this gonna get you. This one here gonna get you. Yes it is. James the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. Therefore to him or her that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Now you say you ain't sinning. I'm more holy than the preacher. I'm more holy than the sister. I'm more holy than this one. And I got more than that one and all that. But now when that do good time come and you don't do Did you hear what he said? To him that know to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. You're sinning. You got to go repent. Get to the altar right now. Get to the altar right now because you done sinned, because you didn't do the right thing. You were supposed to do it. You knew to do it, and you have right and wrong built in you. When God made you, he built right and wrong in you.
Oh, Jesus, come on, Apostle.
You know the right way. Ain't nobody got to tell you. Do you know the people that's other sins? Let's say, see, now this is what you call the little sin. Y'all thinking about committing adultery and fornication and drinking and smoking and all these here things. Huh? But what about this little sin here? You call it little. Know to do good and do it not. To him it is sin. I ain't doing nothing. You know that I ain't thing. The devil's name is I ain't.
Come on now.
And he works overtime in people. And especially in the church people, because you listen to the world and the world tells you that the people of God ain't supposed to have no money. They're not supposed to have a nice, fine house or mansion. They ain't supposed to have a nice car and all of this. They begin to tell you that, and you start believing it, and then you know to put your money in the church, give your pastor what's due them, and give the prophet or whoever what's due them. You know to do good. You don't do it, you sinning. Time for you to repent. Because you say, I ain't putting my money in there. They ain't giving me nothing. Well, what you doing there then? They must be giving you something. You feeding on their words. Huh? You getting fat off of their words. And then you want to run out and tell somebody, oh, look what the God gave me. Yeah, God gave it to you, but you didn't tell the truth. God gave it through you to you, to your pastor, ooh, through your evangelist or whoever's there in charge. You won't tell the truth. See? You know to do good. Whoever I'm talking to, you know to do good. For your church, you know to do good. Those that don't become a servant in the ministry, that they put their name on the roll, and stop running around putting your name on everybody's roll. I'm back. I told you I'm back. Stop putting your name. You get in this church. Well, I don't like that. You just put your name on it. You made a covenant with that ministry. Now you gone someplace else and didn't even tell your pastor. See? Know to do good. I know you. I thought you'd get it to get you. Did you get mad? Okay, I'm glad. We frustrating the devil today. That's what we'll do, frustrate him today. He been frustrating us all the time. Now we frustrate him. Hello. You know to do good, and you don't do it. But you also, see, we see people doing this constantly. They don't want to do good, so they go tell somebody else so they don't do good. See, misery love company. And then sin want to get more sin. So now you are doubly sinned because you call somebody else to sin too because you wasn't happy by yourself. You go to hell, you want somebody else to go with you.
Amen, hallelujah.
See, and they ain't got no better sense than to listen to you because they know the truth. They got truth in them. They got that in them, but they don't do it because they listening to you. Why are you trying to contaminate the world with your lies? You don't want to do good. You don't want nobody else to do good. So what? You want to take somebody else to hell with you? That's what you're doing? You take your children to hell with you. Because you tell your children, well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do what they said. You don't have to do what the Sunday school teachers say. You don't have to do what the pastor say. So you're taking your child or somebody's child with you to hell. Because you don't want them to do good because you ain't doing good. Now, that's dumb, ain't it? That's real dumb. You know, you ought to be shaming yourself. You ought to repent right now. If you listening, you doing that, repent right now. Huh? Listen, now, I know the theme today is don't say sin. Okay? Don't use that word. You know, sin. Well, it's in the book, ain't it? It's in the Bible, all over the Bible, and it's in the dictionary too, isn't it? So it's a word. Why can't we use it? Do it make sense? People are going to tell you, oh, you know, if you use that, they're going to put you in jail by using sin. I say, well, I guess so. They sinning, and they see, I'm not sinning. I'm telling them about their sin. They're going to want to put me in jail, lock me up for talking about sin. Well, it's in the dictionary. It's in the encyclopedia, and it's in the Bible. It's all over the Bible. Why can't we use the word sin? Well, I guess we should take all the letters out of the Bible, period, and just have some blank pages.
All right, Matt.
You see what I'm talking about? Doing good. See? You know to do good. And you still going to let somebody else convince you not to do good.
Come on.
You worse off than they are, aren't you? Because you listening. And our ears are always cocked listening to the wrong thing.
Amen.
Every time you look, you want to hear the bad stuff about somebody.
Come on.
And you know what? People tell you the bad stuff too, don't they? They don't tell you the good stuff. You ever ask a person how you feel? Oh, child, I got pneumonia. I got bronchitis. I got arthritis. I got neuritis. I got bronchitis. You got all these things. You start telling all the bad stuff. Well, what's the good part about it?
Touch him, Lord.
We need to start changing our conversation.
Yes, Lord.
And have some good conversation.
Yes.
Some good words.
Yes.
Speak some good words sometimes. You know, we tried to practice that one time. For one day, let's take one day at a time. Say something good and positive every day. And make note of, be focused now, and every day try to say something positive. Try to stay focused on something good. You know, ain't hardly nobody passed that. Ain't nobody passed that test. They didn't make a day. You know, why was that? Because we have become habitual at speaking negatives. This is what has happened to the world. All over the world is a way that people have become negative in speaking that type of conversation. And you try to change them, they get mad with you and all that good stuff, but hey, they'll be all right after a while. Let them go on, get it over with and everything. But what you're trying to do something for their benefit, you see what I'm saying? I like helping people. I don't want you to not do good, and I don't want to not do good for you, but you don't want me to do good. I ain't going to keep on trying to push my way on you, because after a while you may hit me, you know, and then we'll have trouble, you know. But while we can do good and communicate, I'm going to do it. I'll do it, okay? But now, you know, there's a small print and everything, isn't it? Even in the doing good. All right. We pray for each other. Well, I ain't praying for them because you got all kind of reasons why you don't want to pray for them. Right? You know, have you ever somebody hurt you so bad you say, I ain't praying for them?
Yep.
And that's what you say.
Yep.
You say it, and you say it in that tone too, don't you? That means I am not praying for them. Okay? But you know what? Pray for them anyway. Let God deal with them. Okay? He said pray for your enemies anyhow. So that's what you ought to do. Now, isn't don't pray no prayer talking about kill them. Okay? Because you may get killed.
Come on, man.
All right? So it may change that same thing you say may come back to you, what you're trying to put on them. And people need to understand that you don't have to go use no witchcraft or nothing. All you do is let God take care of that person. You know what? And that same stuff they're trying to hurt you with going to hurt them. Do you get the picture? And you ain't got the other thing. Okay, you ain't got to talk about send it back, God, send it back. And we, is that doing good? He say you, no, it don't. Do good for all men. Try to do good to all men. Do you understand? Everybody, especially those of the household of faith, whether you agree with them, you can agree to disagree. Okay, and to disagree, you and her don't. You don't mean you got to fight, fall out, no, stop speaking the rest of your life. You see, still do good. They need some water, a drink of water, give them a drink of water in the name of the Lord. You see, okay? But make sure it's a sealed bottle. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So God is looking for us to do the right thing. Let's stop sinning, saints. Let's stop sinning, huh? By trying not to see the needs of another person, huh? If you know, I tell people you do when you're doing good, it's like this. Say for instance, like Sister Diane here, and for her sake, I will go with her to a place, a person that I know that maybe I don't like myself, but I will be there. They probably have say some bad things to me or something. But just for their sake, I'll go. For her sake, rather, I'll go. You see? Because I want to do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, sometimes you have to be in places you really don't want to be. You see, but you do it because you love God and you love God's people, and you always want to communicate to them, don't you? You want to communicate good to them, don't you? You want to do something good for them. You try to do something, but now if they refuse, there ain't nothing you can do about that one now, okay? They say, no, thank you. Well, you just keep walking, all right, you know, and go on. But you don't hate them. They just haven't reached the point yet that they are walking with God to the degree that they can love you in spite of what somebody said to them. Do you get it? I don't get what you said about them. Let me find out for myself. Hello? Oh, well, all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. They had told me they were wasn't going to be here, and I was just going on, you know. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. See, now, why did you think the Bible tells you if a person cries, you cry with them? If they laugh, you laugh with them. Huh? Isn't that doing good?
Yes.
And you are acknowledging them? Huh?
Yes.
That's a God person. Did you get it? That is a God person that's doing that. I'm not going to get mad. You sick. Why should I go up there and say, oh, I hope you drop dead?
Ooh.
No, I'm going to go up there and pray for you. I'm going to go and pray for you that you get well. That God will heal you. And if you don't know him, I'm praying that God will stir you up so while you're in that position that you will get acquainted with him. See? Isn't that what you do?
Yes.
That's what you do. Praise God. Now, if you got more money than me, okay. Praise God. But I'm not going to get mad with you because you make more money than me. Okay? That's good. One day maybe I'll make some money. But listen, you be satisfied with yours, and I'll be satisfied with mine. I use mine to the best of my ability with the help of God, that it stretches to reach yours. Hallelujah. See, so I'm doing good because I'm loving you where you are. Okay? If you're mean, cantankerous, and nasty, and all that good stuff, I'm going to love you just the same, because that's what the Bible tells me to do. That's doing good, right? Hello. Amen, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let a bishop or somebody, Deacon Mike, come on and say something. Because he ain't going to be here next week.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Apostle, amen. And she was ministering, you know, it's so true. We have to be so mindful, praise God, and had to pay attention when we are doing good, amen, to others, amen, and doing to the best of our ability. And before Paul said this in verse 9, he said this in verse 7 in chapter 6 in Galatians. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Man, you will reap what you sow. And so we, as she was ministering, I was just thinking that we have to continue, amen, and practice to sow good seeds. You know, when you put seeds into the ground, you expect and look for a harvest. Am I right? I my mind went back on my bishop, who ordained me, Bishop Richard Givens in Jacksonville. He said one time his dad had plowed up a field and they had given him some seeds to plant in the ground, and he said the sun was hot and he was tired. So to try to get rid of them, he said he took all the seeds he had in his hand and he put a whole bunch of them in one hole and herb and covered up and forgot that one day it going to spring up. And then when the father saw all these corn came coming up in one spot, he began to question. And so then he got nervous. He had to tell, amen, what he had done. Praise God. And that's what we do. We want to try to put all our eggs all in one basket sometimes and think we done enough. Oh, praise God. But, you know, and now as she was ministering, I was just thinking on what in due season. Well, you know, only God know. Praise God. And it seems like it's not never going to change, but we will, amen, be able to reap if we faint not. And that faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. This is why the Lord say, amen, pray without ceasing. Praise God. That ceasing means don't stop. Amen. We sometimes, oftentimes, you know, and that's, you know, that's good. Amen. Praying unto the Lord, being an intercessor, praying for others, you know it, and praying, oh God. And sometimes you look like nothing is happening, nothing is moving. Praise God. So will you faint then? Will you quit? Will you give up and throw up your hands? See? And that's what the enemy wants us to do. Praise God. He wants us to stop. Praise God. Then try to discourage you. Praise God. But I thank God, amen, that God have a way that is mighty sweet, amen, to manifest and to show you that he is always there. You know, and it is very discouraging to continue to do right and receive no word of thanks. You know, and people, you know, do that, amen. They'll take your kindness for weakness. Ooh, praise great. God. Come on, somebody. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to, amen, but, you know, you have it oftentimes in the church. Now, I want to say this, amen, as Apostle was ministering, amen, now, you, amen, that is in the church and thank the church, amen, is a loan company. Praise God, First National Bank. No. You have the wrong perspective about the church. Praise God. And when he say amen, for those that especially in the household, praise God, of faith, praise God, them that have been faithful, praise God, of paying their tithes, them that have been faithful, amen, in their duties in the church and doing what they're supposed to do. Now, you know, and you have widows, dog. You're taking care of the widows, because they had that problem back then in the early church, and we yet having the same problem today. Praise God. You know, they used to go, when I first come into the church, they used to go and have the deacons to go knock on the door to see, is you all right? Praise God. Doing good. Praise God. to them that are without and them that are lacking. So a lot of things that we are doing today, praise God, is missing, praise God. But we, as a body, we have to remember, amen, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Also, in 2 Corinthians, praise the Lord, in chapter 1, you'll find these words in verse 21. Now he which established us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God. I'm going to read that again. Now he which established us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God. And he will anoint, amen, your work. Amen. He is the one, amen, that give us the gift. Am I right? Praise God. And he always have a way to encourage our hearts when we get discouraged and want to throw up our hands and quit. So this is what Paul, praise God, is saying to the Galatian church, praise God, over in Galatians 6 and 9. Amen. For let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Praise God. The Lord will make a way out of no way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, say, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Praise God. God have placed this ministry in our hand. I want to encourage, amen, some pastor, amen, some evangelist, amen, some overseer, amen, or whatever your position or office in the church today. Praise God. Be encouraged. Amen. You are part of the body. Amen. And ain't you glad, praise God, when you are connected to the vine, praise God, he have a way that is mighty sweet to encourage your heart. Because he said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you but always to the end of the age. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God that we serve. Praise God, a risen Savior. He is God all by himself. And besides him, there is no other God. Praise the Lord. And one more verse, amen, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. See, so remember that. I'm going to read it one more time. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. You know you can be a blessing. The Lord done moved up on you to be a blessing to somebody ministry or some family or someone that is in need. Praise God. And you hold it back. Praise God. God, oh, shame on you. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you. And Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You can't tell me that's an awesome word that came forth from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. Doing good. Are you going to do good today? I tell you, we serve an awesome, awesome God. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, she's been on this broadcast from since 2009. So you know there is some awesome word coming forth. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. If you would like to bless the woman of God and say, Woman of God, I thank you for the broadcast that you put forth. I thank you for praying for me. You know, just even blessing or sow a seed into the ministry. You can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, tune in tomorrow. Don't miss the broadcast. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to hear an awesome and powerful word coming from the women of God. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes,
let
he can.
Go.